It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalist, Eric Bosworth, who follows directions to relax. And Rita Makeda, who loves to get naked with Canadians. Eric and Rita, your final round is called Pardon My French. Every answer is a commonly used French word or phrase. I'll give you a definition and the letter it starts with. And our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Ilfinish Hedera. Yeah. We rolled a 20-sided die backstage, and Eric is going first. Here we go. Eric, starting with A. In French, it means fashionable, but in the U.S., it usually means topped with ice cream.
A la mode.
That is correct. Rita, starting with B, have a great trip.
Bon voyage.
That is correct. Eric, starting with D, it's the strange feeling you've experienced something before.
Deja vu.
That is correct. Rita, starting with P, it's a fixed price menu.
Prefix.
That is correct.
There you go. There.
Jonathan, how are our contestants doing?
So far, it is a tie game, Ophira.
Sure is. Eric, starting with C, literally meaning blue ribbon, it describes a chicken entree made with cheese, breadcrumbs, and ham.
Cordon bleu.
That is correct. Rita, starting with F, Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct and Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns are examples of this type of dangerous female character.
Femme fatale.
That is correct. Eric, starting with T, it's an exceptional achievement, such as any Meryl Streep performance.
A tour de force.
That is correct. Rita, starting with D, it's the strange feeling you've experienced something before.
Deja vu.
That is correct. Eric, starting with L, economist Adam Smith advocated this form of capitalism with minimal government interference.
Laissez-faire.
That is correct. Rita, starting with D, this word is often used to describe eased tensions between the U.S. and the USSR from the late 60s to the 70s.
Détente.
That is correct. Eric... starting with B, Dorothy Parker was known for making a witty remark, also known as this.
Is that a barb?
Nope.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Thank you, sir.
We were looking for bon mot.
Oh, yeah.
Rita.
You know we can hear you, right, sir?
Rita, starting with D, it's your butt.
Derriere.
That is correct. All right, only a few questions left. Jonathan, what is the score?
Well, there's been a break of the tie, and now Rita is in the lead 6-5.
Eric, starting with C, it's a type of dead-end street often found in the suburbs.
Is that a cul-de-sac?
That is correct.
Right.
Rita, starting with F, it's a contractual clause that activates due to an unforeseen circumstance, such as war or an act of God. 3 seconds.
Not nothing.
We were looking for force majeure. We have one last question for each of you. Jonathan?
Ophira, it's a tie game again.
Okay. Eric. Starting with C, it's when you have a blank check to do whatever.
I think that's a carte blanche.
That is correct.
All right, Rita, you have to get this question right in order to force a tie.
All right.
Rita, starting with C, that's life.
C'est la vie.
That is correct. All right. It all comes down to a tiebreaker, so in this case, you are going to, yes... ring in. Starting with R. This four-letter initialism is often found at the bottom of an invitation. Rita?
RSVP.
That is correct. Come on, that was an amazing game. Well done, both of you. And congratulations, Rita. And that is our show. Our podcast drops each Friday. Listen and subscribe. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to thou jolt a cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Andrew Kane, Julia Melfi, and Scott Ross, with additional material by Emily Winter and senior writer Karen Lurie. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, Rimmel Wood, and our intern, Natalie Hetayan, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, Rick Kwan, and Jeff O'Neill. We'd like to thank our live event sponsor, Westin Hotels and Resorts, and our home in Brooklyn, New York, The Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And her production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.